This story comes from the blog illegal.org.uk. Woman pursued by government back-to-work assessors, despite being in a coma, dies. Sheila Holt, who was severely bipolar, who hadn't worked for 27 years because of her condition and illness, was sent letters inquiring after her fitness and suitability for employment as she lay in a hospital bed, having slipped into a coma after suffering a heart attack. She had been sectioned after struggling to cope when she was put on the controversial government programme then run by health firm Atos. She never recovered and passed away, aged 48. Miss Holt's story made national news headlines and drew an unreserved apology from the government minister. Disability Minister Mike Penning told MPs that things had gone wrong in her case. Miss Holt, from Harmer in Rochdale, hadn't worked for more than 2 decades, and her family said she was terrified of losing her benefit payments. They said today that she had her life stolen by the ill-thought-out cost-cutting measures of the coalition. Rochdale's Labour MP Simon Dunchak, who championed the case, also led tributes. Miss Holt was sectioned under the Mental Health Act in December 2013 after being placed on a work programme for disability benefits claimants. She had a heart attack in a psychiatric hospital and remained in a coma ever since. But Atos sent her a letter the next month inquiring after her fitness and suitability to work. Mr. Dunchak and Miss Holt's family had repeatedly informed the Department of Work and Pensions of her situation, but the letters continued. Miss Holt's father, Kenneth Holt, said at the time that the government's changes to the welfare system were grossly unfair. He said, quote, "Sheila should never have been on the work programme. She spent her life in and out of psychiatric hospitals and tried to commit suicide several times. She was terrified of people. It's not just her. There are hundreds like her. People are dying because they're being hounded. It's got to stop here." The family said Miss Holt was allocated a work placement in Middleton where she had to fill out CVs, but the situation made her severely anxious. It ultimately led to her breakdown, they said. Mr. Dunchak, who visited Miss Holt in hospital, said, "It is really sad news. It all comes down to the fact that she was treated badly. I'm all for the welfare system that encourages people back to work and into employment, but it has got to be sophisticated enough to be able to differentiate between people who won't work and people who can't work. Sheila couldn't work." A funeral service was held in Rochdale. So we're seeing personal independent payments systems, or PIP, coming into play. And once again, this is just the same thing under a different name. People think that they're getting something new and something different. They aren't. It's exactly the same. And it's just a simple way of hounding people who really, genuinely can't work.